This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining us today is Ben Turney, the CEO of Govango Resources. Now, Ben, it's been a little while since we've spoken. Everything good with you?
Yeah, everything's great. Everything's really great, thanks. So obviously, it's been a bit of a period of quiet from us over the last month. And I know that, you know, that's caused a little bit of unease out there, sort of considering, you know, how much effort we put into our comms. We took the decision in January that we needed to wait until the end of the hole. I'll talk about some of the operational challenges we faced along the way. But sort of as of right now, normal services resumed and we're very, very excited by these latest results.
Okay, good. Well, we're going to talk about them today. Of course, the news this morning, the completion of drilling at the B1 conductor at KSZ. You followed up with some downhole EM as well, haven't you, which has shed some more light on what could be there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, huge amount of light. So we're from the surface, Mark. We obviously have to work on a lot of assumptions with the TDEM surveys that we worked with. And then even the downhole EM that we did at 350 metres, we were still, give or take, about 200 metres short of the target. Now, if you imagine the rock formations that sit between the TDEM and or the surveying equipment and where the actual the geophysical anomalies actually are, these subsurface bodies, there's a lot of interference in between. We're dealing with highly conductive environments. You know, gabbros by their very nature are highly conductive. We've hit some quite big magnetic zones as well on the way down. But now that we've actually got data from the target horizon, we've got a very, very clear idea of what's actually happening under the surface. And as far as we're concerned, this is looking really, really encouraging. We've got now two very clear targets. So where originally we modelled it as one single target, so we were working off the basis of one single plate. Now that we know that there are two targets down there, it's given us the clearest possible exploration lead that we now need to take this further. So we've got more survey work that we need to do, both surface and downhole. We want to model these two bodies now that we know where they are, now that we know what their conductance is, we know their orientation. We don't know their size and shape just yet. We haven't got that data, so that's something that we need to work on over the next couple of months while we're drilling down at Dittell. But it's very, very exciting because all of this, you know, we talked today for the first time about the extent to which this all conforms with our nickel sulfide model. Now, obviously, we need drill core and physical proof before we get too excited. But as things stand today, this is the best exploration lead we've ever had in the KSZ.
Okay. Well, that sounds promising, despite the market reaction there. I noticed in the RNS that it mentioned that perhaps the borehole has passed through a gap between two distinct conductors. Is that right?
Well, exactly. So we've got a very clear read from the downhole EM, where you have what's called a crossover. So the crossover is a very clear signal where effectively, in layman's terms, the conductive response started off on one side of the hole, stopped on that side of the hole, and then passed over to the other side of the hole where the other conductor is lying once it had got past the main conductive body. So I think it's quite difficult to communicate this in words. And I think part of our issue today is that the announcement is complex. We know that you know, we have to put out accurate information into the public domain. I think what would be really great, Mark, is if maybe you and I later on, I'm going to get some slides made up. Perhaps we could do a video just so that I can illustrate exactly what's going on and what our view is of what we've uncovered so far.
Yes, that would be very useful. I know we've talked always before about pieces of the jigsaw coming together. And I guess this is a further piece to the puzzle, trying to build the picture of what's going on there. I notice you also say you are convinced you have actually intercepted Karoo intrusive gabbro, which is part of the objective, wasn't it?
Oh, well, we've definitely hit Karoo gabbro. We know that because we've seen it. We've got the give or take about 85 metres worth, which coincides also with the stratigraphy of the first hole that we drilled, KSZ DD001, a kilometre away. So that's another encouraging sign. But I really like the jigsaw analogy because in the past, it's felt like we've been putting this jigsaw together without an image of what it is that we're actually creating. Well, now we've actually got a snapshot of the image. And so now we've got a much, much clearer idea of what's happening subsurface. Obviously, we still need to drill test it. So, you know, we need to be absolutely clear about that. But what's very interesting as well is that we've got a map I'm going to publish later on today. We talked in the RNS about doing more TDEM surveys. So sticking with that jigsaw analogy, if we're going to create the sort of the image that you create the jigsaw off, so, you know, you've got a guide of what you're doing, we're now going to hit this area with quite a much more substantial TDEM campaign. Because now that we found two clearly conductive bodies within our conductive horizon, if you look at the, for example, the Norilsk nickel copper model, these types of deposits do tend to appear in clusters. So if it turns out there are more targets in the area, then obviously we want to go and look for those. And if, and I've got to say this is a big if at this stage, but it's a theory we're working to, if this more vertically oriented body does turn out to be a feeder of some description, then it could well turn out that there are more bodies not far from where we are. So there's a lot of work to do. I know that, you know, there will be some out there be saying we should have gone straight into drilling, you know, gone and drilled this target. Well, that would have been a foolish thing for us to do. We've got our campaign down at Dittau, which we'll be putting an announcement out about very shortly. We need to do more work on these two targets so that we can optimize the borehole design. And at the same time, we also want to see what else is in the area. You know, we've got a huge area to cover up here. I mean, the Great Red Spot is 25 square kilometers. And so far, we've only performed two TDEM surveys on it. We could easily take, you know, add another dozen and still have, you know, more space or more area to cover in this particular target area. So a lot of work to do. We're pulling out all the stops. You know, we're getting onto it straight away. We've got plenty of working capital, 1.7 million. And I'm really very, very encouraged. You know, market reaction, well, that's out of our hands. There's nothing we can do about that. We've just simply got to keep on taking the steps and reporting our progress.
Okay. Well, I look forward to doing the video interview with you, Ben, later on, where we can actually look at some images and we can dig down a bit more with some more detailed questions. But just one final thought. Why did it take so long to get this data out? I sense some frustration from shareholders.
Yeah, look, I completely understand it. So we had 10 days of delay on this hole. To be honest, we came near as damn it to losing the hole. So at about 470 meters at the end of January, we had a shift change. And over the course of that shift change, which is 15 minutes, the standard operating procedure is the drillers were pulling the rig 12 meters up so that the drill bit wasn't in contact with the rock. So they created like a 12 meter gap. And in that 15 minutes from, I think it was the night shift to the day shift, something jammed the drill rig. It just simply wouldn't move. We think it was the expanding clays at around about 250 meters. It's something we're still looking into. But basically, the entire drill string got stuck down the hole. So we had a really sort of serious operational challenge on our hands, because not only did they have to drill through the drill string the core barrel, I should say, with NQ. They also had this 12 meter cavity that they'd created. You know, and again, it was the right thing to do because it's standard operating procedure, but there was this 12 meter cavity at the end of the hole. And obviously they couldn't drill into thin air. We needed something solid to go. We tried a number of cement mixes. The first two cement mixes didn't set. It was only with the third much thicker cement mix that actually finally set. Each mix that went down to about 48 hours before they could test it. So we came very, very close to losing this hole. And, you know, thankfully we didn't, because obviously we've managed to get down to target depth. I mean, Mindea have done us an equity drilling, have done a phenomenal job. I mean, it was a very, very stressful period. There might be some that will say we should have announced that, but it was an operational delay. This is, you know, we're drilling in very difficult terrain. These things just happen. Had we lost the hole, then of course we would have announced that immediately. That would have been definitive. You know, had we got to the bottom of the hole in the DHEM survey, if that had revealed absolutely nothing, that would have also been definitive. But exploration for these types of bodies, it's complex. It takes time. And as you say, it's like putting together quite a complicated jigsaw, one piece at a time. But I think with the results that we've actually ended up with today, not only have we learned much more about the specific the conditions that when we come to drill this in the future, that's certainly going to be hugely helpful. But now that we've got these two very clear targets, we know that what we originally modelled from surface needed to be updated. So rather than one target, it's two. This gives us the clearest possible exploration vector that we need moving forward. So while I understand the frustration, at times you've just simply got to trust your board to get on with it. And over the last month, that has really been our job. You know, we've needed to pull out all the stops operationally. We've done everything we could to keep that drill rig turning. And in the end, this has ended up being a huge success. We got down to 650 meters. We're the only company ever in the history of the KSZ to drill four deep holes, two target depths successfully. And we got the DHEM survey done as well, which has given us this really wonderful, valuable data. So yeah, there are times when people do just need to be a bit patient, and it's up to us to get on with the job that we're paid for.
Okay. And while you're analysing these results, it's on to Ditau then, is it, to go and do some drilling over there?
Yeah, exactly. Now, obviously, Ditau, you know, I talk about Ditau sometimes as one of our forgotten projects. We're going to be putting a lot more news out about this. I mean, there's an entire sort of campaign that's planned down there. We'll be putting out our drill plans in the near future. But there are other things to look forward to, Mark, as well. We've got the petrology results that will be with us hopefully any day for the two deep holes that we drilled. We've also got the assays that we expect to be coming in. There's some news, I think, on the corporate side, which I think will be quite surprising and interesting to people. And then, of course, up in the KCB, where things are really starting to motor forward in the KCB. So huge amount coming up. You know, like I've already mentioned, 1.7 million in working capital. We've got a great warrant bank as well. Really looking forward to the rest of this year.
Okay. Well, Ben Turney, the CEO of Kavango Resources, thank you very much.
Cheers, Mark.
If you enjoyed this interview, then give us a thumbs up, a like or a retweet. Subscribe to us on YouTube or follow us on Twitter and hit that notification bell to be the first to know when we release new content. There's loads of great content on our website too, across all our programmes at stockboxmedia.com. Thank you for watching.